The Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Victoria tells of the coming of the Buffalo Soldiers. Tell me about this cavalry unit known as Buffalo Soldiers, Giovanni pleaded with the Apache chieftain. How long have black people been in this area? Before there was even white men in this area, stated Chief Victoria flatly. Now the hermit turned to look askance, puzzled by the ready response that was given to him. Chief Victoria could see that the hermit was confused but too polite to make further inquiry, so he offered. It was in mid-April of 1528 that a man named Pánfilo de Narváez came from the sea through the Gulf of Mexico to what is now known as Tampa Bay. He and his compatriots were not welcomed to the shores where they landed. After an unsuccessful attempt to march along the Gulf Coast, Pánfilo elected to slaughter his remaining horses and make barges from their hides. Well, this expedition was shipwrecked shortly thereafter, and only four of their members survived, landing in Galveston Bay. Their leader was named Alvar Núñez Cabeza de Vaca. Accompanying him were two other men named Castillo del Maldonado and Andrés Dorantes. Also with them was a black Moorish slave named Estebanico. It was largely thanks to this black man that the other three were not killed outright and eaten. Giovanni shuddered slightly at the thought that within recorded history, there was memory of cannibalism taking place in what is now known as the Lone Star Republic of Texas. Whatever happened to Estebanico? He asked of Victorio. His masters walked over to Culiacán in Nueva Galicia, where he was sold to Don Antonio Mendoza, the Viceroy of Mexico. Later on, he led the way for the first European settlers to come to this area. Unfortunately, he was lustful and kept demanding Pueblo women, and so some of the Puebloan men hacked him to death. He threw another log into the fire. But you were going to tell me about the Buffalo Soldiers? Prodded the hermit. Yes, came the reply. 2 years ago, in July of 1866, the United States Congress passed legislation establishing 2 cavalry and 4 infantry regiments. It was to be made of black soldiers, many of whom were black slaves newly freed by the Emancipation Proclamation. Giovanni looked at the old chieftain with a semblance of admiration. He seemed to be very well versed in recent history. Go on, he urged. These new 9th and 10th cavalry units were nicknamed Buffalo Soldiers by the Comanche and the Cheyenne. They made up 20% of all the cavalry forces on the American frontier. Their job was to string up hundreds of miles of telegraph lines and to subdue Mexican revolutionaries, outlaws, rustlers, and what they considered to be hostile Indians. Who were these Indians considered hostile? Asked Giovanni. People like me, came the answer. Nana, Geronimo, Cochis, Sitting Bull, Lone Wolf, and Mangas Coloradas. We led our people across this vast expanse, unwilling to be fenced in. For you see, besides the telegraph poles, also came the railroads and the death of many of our animals. He paused. What will you do now? Asked Giovanni. We will have to flee into the deserts of Sonora, came the answer. The Buffalo Soldiers are very efficient, despite the fact that they get the most difficult assignments from their government. They also face great prejudice in the towns that they themselves helped to establish. Whenever they ride through towns and villages, they must dismount and not ride on their horses until they have crossed through. Aye, they say that no man is a prophet in his own hometown. The words of the old chief cut sharply into the mind of the hermit. How often had he himself thought this very thing? Of course, this thought led to another, and he suddenly realized that it was the evening of Holy Thursday. He stood up quickly and bid a hasty goodbye to Chief Victorio. Ashud, said the old chieftain, raising his right hand and staring back into the fire. Giovanni scurried away under the light of the new moon. When he was sure that he was quite alone on the desert floor, he lowered the top of his habit and cinched his metal girdle. Then, crossing himself with the tip of his scourge, he swung the whip first across his right shoulder, then across his left. He wept, and he prayed for healing. From behind the brambles, the Apache watched. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.